The Last Bite by James Noble. Illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer, called Code, controls Microworld and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, Code prepared to stop Team X and Mini. Team X shrank and went down an air vent. Tiger crashed into the bite. The bite trapped Tiger in a web, and Max asked Mini for help. Code key, 13 collected. You are in the code control zone.
Before you read. Word alert. Blend the sounds. Needed. Opened. Looked. Which words end in the d sound and which words end in the t sound? Suffix spotter. The highlighted letters are suffixes. The suffix d has been added to show these action words, verbs, have already happened. Past tense. What does it mean? Password. A combination of letters or numbers that opens something that is locked or protected. Into the zone. Why can't Minnie and Marvel access information on the computer? Why does Code want to shrink everyone?
The Megabyte. Minnie was reading an urgent message from Max. Team X needed their help. We need to find information about the bite, said Marvel. It's time to crack those code words. Minnie read the code words aloud. They don't make sense, she sighed. Just then, one of the mites tapped the control panel. Suddenly, some of the letters turned red. We need to make a password from the highlighted letters, said Marvel. Minnie stared at the letters for a moment. I've got it, she cried, smiling. It's Code's rule. Keep people safe. As soon as Minnie said the password, a file opened. Code files. Megabyte. Locked. Megabyte. The megabyte is made from the most deadly parts of all the bytes. Zappabyte's head. Dinobyte's head. Octobyte's tentacle. Attack. It can attack many enemies at once. Goo shooter. Web shooter. Third eye. Code files. megabyte, locked. Stop the bite. The megabyte has two fierce heads. The zapperbyte head shoots lights. The dinobyte's sonic blaster makes the ground quake. The megabyte can only be shut down when its code key is pulled out. The key is deep inside its body, making it impossible to reach. Team X won't have a chance against the megabyte, Marvel groaned. There's no way to get the code key. Minnie looked thoughtful. There might be a way, she said. I've got an idea.
Now you have read The Megabyte. What happened next? Look back at page 6. Complete the sentence to explain how Minnie cracked the code words. First, a mite tapped the control panel. And then, so that Minnie... Take a closer look. Find three things that make the megabyte so dangerous. Which do you think is the most important? Complete this sentence. The megabyte is the most dangerous byte of all because... Think about the story. How do you think Team X and Minnie will stop the megabyte? I hope my idea works. Before you read, word alert. Read the words. Remember the sounds you practiced in the megabyte. Gasped. Trapped. Cried. Suffix spotter. The highlighted letters are suffixes. The suffix "-d" has been added to show these action words, verbs, have already happened. Past tense. What does it mean? Ear splitting. Very loud. Hoisted. Lifted. Into the zone. Can you remember where Team X are? What do you think Minnie's idea might be for defeating the megabyte?
Crack the Byte. Chapter 1. Minnie's Plan. Max, Cat and Ant had battled the megabyte, but it was proving impossible to beat. We can't distract it any more, said Cat, landing next to Ant. Listen carefully, said Max. He held up his watch. Minnie is sending us a message. We have some information about the megabyte, said Minnie. It has the most powerful weapons from all the bytes. And the code key is hidden inside its body. How will we get the code key? Cat gasped. I have an idea, said Minnie. My dad programmed the bytes to protect their code keys at all times. I think each byte part will still try to protect its own code key. If you spread the keys we have collected around the room, then maybe the megabyte will break itself up trying to get them back. Although you'll have to grow to normal size so the byte can see the code keys. Team X looked at each other nervously. What if the bite just grabs the keys from us first? Asked Tiger. That's a chance we'll have to take. Let's grow, said Max. Tiger was still trapped by the sticky web, so he held on to Max and they both grew bigger. Tiger burst out of the web. Chapter 2. Key Chaos. The Megabyte immediately turned towards Team X. The Dinobyte opened its mouth and let out an ear-splitting roar. Team X wasted no time. They grabbed the code keys, scattering them quickly round the room. The Megabyte shuddered. Its huge roar turned into a long, angry groan. Trembling, the Megabyte began to twist and turn. The different parts of the bytes were straining to get to their keys. The Octabyte's tentacle reached across the room towards its code key, while the Mantis Byte's leg pulled hard the other way. The Dragon Byte's foot took a step towards its key, tugging the Mummy Byte's body. The huge heads rocked back and forth. Minnie's plan is working, cried Ant, as the Ice Byte's arm broke off. Suddenly, there was a tremendous crack. The Megabyte's body split into many parts and clattered to the floor. Chapter 3. Beat the Byte Parts. We've done it, cried Cat. But even as she spoke, Max called, Watch out! The Crocobyte's arm was edging across the floor towards her. As Cat jumped away from the arm, one of the Octobyte's tentacles uncurled, wrapping itself round her legs. The problem is that we haven't got the code key yet. It's still active, said Ant. He put on his X-ray glasses. The code key is in the Dragonbyte's body in a pool of swampy goo. Ant moved towards the Byte's body, but the Ice Byte clamped onto his foot with a steely, cold grip. Then Max raced towards the Byte's body, with the Dinobyte's teeth snapping at him. The Zapper Byte swiveled round to face Max and shot light at him. Max pressed the button on his watch and released the force shield to hold it off. Using his bounce boots, Tiger leapt across the room, dodging wriggling limbs. Max, I'll distract the Zapper Byte and you grab the key, shouted Tiger. Chapter 4. Get the Code Key. Hey, over here, yelled Tiger. The Zapper Byte swung its head towards Tiger, shooting lights in all directions. Tiger bounced, skillfully swerving the rays. Using his power mitts, Max hoisted up the Dragon Byte's body and yanked the code key out of the swampy goo. At once, the byte parts stopped moving. The Octobyte's tentacle fell away from Cat. Ant's foot was released from the Ice Byte's grip. Well done, everyone, said Cat in relief. If we can beat that byte, we can do anything. We've still got to face Code, though, said Ant. We have Minnie and her dad to help us, said Max. I'll let them know we're safe and ask for the next set of instructions.
Now you have read Crack the bite. Finding words. Look at pages 20 to 22 and find words that describe how the megabyte moved when it was trying to reach the code keys. Say, think, feel. Imagine you are Max. What would you say? What are you thinking? How are you feeling? Shrink the story. Retell the story in just 4 sentences. Think about the most important event in each chapter.